And now, live from Pod Cabin in Burbank, California, it's the Allison Rosen Is Your New Best Friend show. Tonight, Allison welcomes a guest. She's a writer, performer, jeweler, and Anne Hathaway apologist. It's Emily Fleming. And he's a writer who, like Hemingway and Steinbeck before him, got both his taint scrubbed at Burning Man and his bumper dinged at the Squat and Gobble. It's Jordan Morris. Tone Zone is here and wants America to know that there will be a bloodbath if Allison ever returns to Zoom. I'm her husband, Daniel, saying hop on board the love bus and say hello to your new best friend, Allison Rosen.
Allison Rosen, Allison Rosen is your new best friend. Allison, Allison, with her the good times never end. Allison Rosen, doing the wavy pencil dance again. Allison Rosen, Allison's your new best friend.
Hello, my little pralines. Welcome to another exciting episode of Allison Rosen Is Your New Best Friend. That particular carbohydrate was sent in on Patreon.
Patreon.
By Ricardo Alanis. And yes, I am on Patreon. All sorts of fun stuff over there. You can get the Friend Zone. That's my bonus Patreon podcast. You can find out secrets and gossip. And also, there's a level where you can text me and I'll text you back. So if that sounds interesting, or even if it doesn't, please sign up. Patreon.com/AllisonRosen. And if you go for an annual subscription, you get 2 months free.
That's a good deal.
I'm going to say hello to my guests. Emily Fleming, welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
Wonderful to see you.
Good to see you.
Jordan Morris, hello.
It's good to be here.
Daniel Quant, hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Great.
Great. And hello, Tony. For some reason, I just dog penis is coming to mind. Wow.
You're always saying shit like that.
It seems like I have penis on the brain a lot.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
I mean,
aging Dr. Freud. Sometimes the pipe is just a pipe. Am I right? I don't know. Cigar. I guess in that sense, a pipe would be a weird curved penis.
Yeah. Right. But then there's also the painting, This Is Not a Pipe.
I think I was conflating the cliche.
Because
a cigar is just a cigar with the. This is
I don't know what that is.
It's Magritte, who was a surrealist.
Yeah.
And in French, it says, like, do you guys speak French? Because if you do, then I'm not going to try to say it.
No.
It's like, il n'y a pas un chat or something.
Uh-huh.
Nope, that would mean it's not a cat.
Yeah. But also, that would work too as a caption.
Will you look it up, Tony?
Pepe. Yeah.
Just put in Magritte, M-A-G-R-I-T-T-E.
I thought it was just a reference to Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, yeah, that's not
that's
a pipe.
That's not a pipe.
This is a pipe.
God, there's so
they
much...
made so many of those sequels. He was just doing that for all sorts of weird shit.
There's so much pipe content out there.
What specifically am I looking
Magritte, this is not a pipe. And then when you pull it up, it'll say in French.
It's a popular, it's a popular like dorm poster.
Yes.
Ooh. Is it the one where the apple's under a hat?
Another popular dorm poster. No, different.
That is Magritte,
different
though,
thing.
Right?
I think so.
Probably, yeah.
I thought Magritte was the derby hat.
Mm-hmm. I bet he is. Guy.
That's McGruff, the crime dog.
Ooh,
that's just not
what?
A pipe.
I do have a degree.
If you're a kid, don't smoke pipes.
Studio art.
You do.
I do. I have 2 degrees.
What's your other one in?
Theater. So they kind of cancel
Amazing.
Each other out.
No, I think they
And I got them in Arkansas, so did I even go to college? I don't know.
Go to college for something other than theater.
Okay.
Rough.
So what are the most college, what is like the college dormiest poster?
Fight Club.
You can have. Okay, yes.
And the Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Breakfast at Tiffany's, the Pink Floyd posters
yes.
on the women's backs.
Yep.
1 tequila, 2 tequila, 3 tequila floor.
I've never seen that. That's good.
Yeah. I had a Princess Bride one.
Mm. Okay, that's a good one.
It was
one.
When they were facing each other and he was about to... I think they were about to kiss or something.
Love it.
The poster that I always think of is the one where it's a picture of a house with like 4-car garage. They're all Lamborghinis. And it's like justification for higher education.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
There would, of course they had that at USC. They would never have that.
I feel it was
they
more
would never
than
have
just
that
USC,
at
honey.
Pomona. No. So
I had Bible verses only. For I jacked off to the Lord.
He is hot.
Two hands drawing each other. So the MC
Oh
Escher.
Yeah, the Eschers.
And then there were some Ann Gettys. People had the Ann Gettys babies.
Really?
Yeah.
In college.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Ann Gettys babies.
That seems more like like mom's, that's, you hang it over mom's desk where she does the bills.
I know. I just remember I had two friends that had babies.
Oh, is it the babies that have like a daisy thing on
there? Yeah, they put them in a cabbage.
There were a lot of
artsy babies.
Artsy babies. Yeah.
There were a lot of Bob Marley posters.
Yes.
I had a Hendrix poster. But yeah, that, or they're Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Scarface. Well, have we forgot? How do we not say Scarface?
That's right.
Say hello to my little friend.
That's right.
Tony, could you read it in French, please?
Why are you making me? I don't know how to speak French.
I know.
Do the French, Tony.
You somehow got a little French there. Like, why are you making me do this?
A little French?
Yeah. Are we in there with Pepe Le Pew? What's happening?
I wonder, and while Tony is working on his French, I'll wonder this out loud.
Okay.
I wonder in 2024 what the dorm posters are.
Right.
How many of those do you think are the same? Probably some of them.
Well, right, because the ones that Emily said, those are like, oh, that's a generational thing. None of those
Well, I mean, Breakfast at Tiffany's, I think, is, and Marilyn Monroe.
I bet you Breakfast at Tiffany's is still up.
It's still up.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're listening, sneak into a dorm. Break in, steal a key.
Let us know what's up on your wall.
Yeah.
If you're in college right now.
Well, it's so funny to me because when, I don't know if you did this, when you were a kid and in high school, did you put like magazine images and posters all over your wall?
Yeah.
Because I did the Tiger Beat like kind of stuff. I definitely had that stuff. And like Cosmo. And,
oh, same. Mm-hmm.
I had a whole, my whole closet was just Hanson.
Mm-hmm,
just Hanson. Like, and then one day I just decided I wasn't into them anymore because my parents wouldn't let me go to the concert because
so you were gonna show them.
Well,
parents?
I just got so
I don't even like them.
Well, I got so upset that and it also like I was, we talked about how people find Anne Hathaway unlikable. Mm-hmm. This particular aspect of me being a Hanson psychopath made me pretty unlikable. But so I just like ripped all the stuff off the wall and was like, fuck you, you know.
Did you stop being into them at that point?
Yeah.
It was that easy for you to walk away.
Yeah. And then I got really angsty and only listened to Korn.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I went
from Hanson to Korn. Right.
Which Hanson brother was your favorite?
Taylor.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah. Now it's Zach, though.
Yep.
Is he totally the youngest?
He's the drummer. Yeah. He's.
Wait, no, he's not the youngest.
Yeah.
Isn't,
Isaac is the oldest.
There's a Zach and an Isaac?
Yeah.
The youngest now, he's like 40 years old.
But Isaac and Zach are basically
well,
the same
I'm almost
name.
40 years old.
Well, guys, you know what one we forgot? What? Einstein sticking out his tongue.
Yes!
Einstein sticking out his tongue. I always thought that would be my pitch for a like late Toy Story sequel. Like you follow Andy to college and all his posters come to life when he like leaves.
That's kind of like that sketch on SNL with Emma Stone. Oh, yeah. That like when she's the horny like the girl on the wall and she talks to him while he's trying to do his homework.
Oh, I haven't seen this.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
The first one was good. The second one wasn't. They rebooted it.
Right.
Anyway, call me Pixar.
All right. Pepe, how do you, what is it?
I'm going to try my best here. Ready?
Come on, Amelie.
Ceci n'est pas une pipe.
Wow, that was great, Tony.
Thank you.
Wow.
Your pronunciation was
you even
perfect.
Made it sound like you were in a
sashimi
French New Wave
passion
film.
Pit. That's what
I
heard.
Let's hear it again.
Ceci n'est pas une pipe.
Sashimi passion pit.
Sashimi passion pit.
He's talking about his favorite dance rock bands from the mid-aughts.
My favorite thing is
Sashimi passion pit.
I don't know what this looks like. We've been talking about it, and I'm like, what is this pipe?
You've seen the pipe.
I have.
I can't turn my screen otherwise.
You think of a pipe, and then it says underneath it in script.
This is not a pipe.
People who are listening to this while on the toilet, just look at the image and imagine me looking at it.
It didn't ring a bell to me. Like, this isn't familiar to me.
No, I just think of the derby hat with the green apple.
Right. And what's the message of the derby hat with the green apple?
This is surrealism.
That we're all...
But I feel like there is a
fascism
message.
Fascism is bad.
Pipe.
You mean like there's a message the way the pipe one is?
Yeah.
Has, like something written on it?
Something clever about it. No.
Well,
I'm
all
just
those
saying,
are clever.
What's clever about a hat on an apple?
Because it's usually a man that the hat's
usually,
on.
Have
so,
you seen an apple wearing a derby hat, honey?
What is a fruit but a man you can eat? And fascism is bad.
Yes, it's about fascism.
I guess
all these
really...
things are all about fascism. We know.
I don't know. I haven't spent much time thinking about the surrealists, so I don't know.
No, I always thought it just looked real pretty. And
it
then,
does.
But maybe it's a guy who's just like, man, I really want an apple. And so that's what your brain is like when you're hungry for an apple.
Oh, it's like a Snickers commercial.
Yes. This Ooh, makes... Snickers should get on that yeah. and put a Snickers oh, bar yeah. in the middle of that painting.
I have to run something by you guys because okay. I had an experience and I talked about it already on the show. However, I feel there's, for me personally,
it's
more
rich,
meat
on vein.
This bone.
Okay.
Because to me, this is a test that I failed. Okay. I was driving from Burbank to Beverly Hills, and like the second I got over the hill into Hollywood, I was like, everyone's such a jerk on the road. It's much more calm over here. Mm-hmm. And I was taking a right on Franklin. The streets don't matter. I was taking a right, and there was a no
I'm
right.
Curious. I want to like visualize it.
Okay.
I mean, obviously,
I was going down.
Local, but...
Visualize Highland.
Okay.
Going south.
Ooh, Highland.
Okay, you
street.
Get to Franklin.
Mm, yes,
Franklin. Right.
Oh, I think okay. I said it was Cahuenga last time, and I knew that.
You said Franklin because I remember.
No, but I think I said I was on Cahuenga turning right into Franklin, but really I was Highland. On Highland. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Highland.
You're on Highland. Go past the bowl. Now I'm turning
right on Franklin.
On Franklin, and it's going to take me through like past
right.
Magic Castle and stuff. And it's no right on red. No right on red. Like,
okay.
And I checked it to make sure that it wasn't like no right on red just between these hours or whatever. It's no right on red. So I stop. It turns, all the cars are going because it's green. Turns red. I stop. And 8,000 people honked at me. Mm. I felt like people were coming at me with pitchforks.
Sure.
I felt like they wanted to kill me.
Yeah.
And for a second.
They did.
They did, yeah. So I was hesitating because right. I'm like, I checked.
No, yeah.
And then I'm in my car pointing. Now, Tony pointed out, wait a minute, your arm, I wasn't pointing to the sign outside. I wasn't reaching my arm right. outside of the car.
That's such a hard thing.
They would have killed
my,
they would have ripped my arm from my body. So the test I feel I failed is, if I were a person who had inner strength, mm-hmm. sense of self, mm-hmm. wasn't so easily flustered right. and didn't care so much about the hostility of strangers, I would have stood my ground. But instead, I just went, okay. And then I just went and I thought, fuck all those people.
Yeah.
So I went, I let the pressure make sure. me go against my own code of ethics. Mm. It's not really my code of ethics, but it's...
well, yeah, you wanted to follow the posted rules. You didn't want to get
yeah,
a ticket.
Exactly.
I bet that those are the kinds of places where people, you know, where cops wait to, like, give you a ticket because they yeah. know people are going to do it.
Yep. You're bullyable.
I don't think I don't... I think there's a world where I make that decision. I feel like the one I run into a lot is people want you to turn right on red, but, like, someone is crossing the street that they
right.
don't see.
And they can't see them.
Or it's a slow-ass person, you know, or it's someone, like, kind of having a hard time, you know. And
I am that person trying to cross the street because
yeah.
I don't drive.
Sure. And, yeah, that's the one where you just want to, like, how do I let this mad person
right.
behind me know that I am waiting for someone
yeah.
to cross?
I kept trying to gesture. I mean,
no,
I don't think
I know.
Care.
It's all you can do. And, yeah, and I sometimes give in to that, and I sometimes don't. So
when someone's riding up your ass while you're driving and you're not going too slow, but they just want to go faster than
yeah.
you, and there's no way for them to go around you, do you speed up?
No. Oh, no. I'm a pretty like slow driver in general.
You'll maintain your speed.
I'll maintain, yeah. yeah. I feel
Even
like
if
I
there's someone who's like breathing down your neck.
Yeah, I'll find a way to get over.
Yeah,
I'll,
because
like,
isn't it like automatically their fault if they run into
absolutely.
The back of you?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I'm not going to... Like, I don't drive, but if I were a driver, I would not speed up
yeah.
for somebody and then thus become like the problem.
Right, right.
Yeah. On those like 2-lane highways, like out to Vegas or something, mm-hmm. I drive significantly slower on those than the general populace. Like, if you
they're always speeding,
people haul ass on
oh,
this.
Well, that one in particular,
yeah,
that
sure.
route. Holy shit.
And yeah, and I will not speed up. I will like find a way to like get over for the person and go mm-hmm. like, yes, you win, sir.
Mm. Yeah.
Have fun driving fast. I'll be over here puttering.
If I had made the decision, you know what? I agree with them. I'm going to take a right on red.
You know, they're right. Fuck
yeah.
this sign.
That would be different.
Fuck Cahuenga.
It was that I was just like, okay. That's the part of me
yeah.
that I'm not in love with.
I hear you. It's stressful because you never, you know,
right.
you know, you hear the, I mean, this is, you know, like something that the local news stokes, but like you're afraid of
the weird road rage people totally. And somebody getting out with the thing and hitting your window that, you know, it's I don't know. You're scared of it. It's never happened to me, but like.
Yeah, it was fear. It was fear is what it was.
Right.
It wasn't a moral failing.
I don't think you're feeling like in that moment, you're like, I hope they like me. Oh, are they going to unsubscribe from the podcast because I didn't turn right on red?
It is
your phrase that some fucking psycho,
yes.
you know.
But isn't it also that thing where you're following all the rules, but people don't realize it? I hate that where it's like you're in trouble for something and you didn't even do anything wrong.
This is my life.
The being in trouble for something that you didn't do wrong, that is
the
definitely one of the worst feelings.
That's a good catchphrase.
I think
that's, this is my life. Get this on a mug.
This is our son is going through this right now where like half of his class is very rowdy. He's in first grade. And half of his class is very rowdy. The teacher's getting very frustrated. Mm. And Elliot is a very well-behaved kid, so he says. But he is.
No, he is.
He is.
Everyone tells him.
But the whole class is getting in trouble. They had to write a little essay about in their journals about how they're all going to become better students and things like this. And he is just outraged that he has to do this stuff and he has to be punished for other people's misbehaving.
He's also a bit of a snitch.
Oh, yeah. Tattletale.
Have I told that story on the show?
Maybe.
I don't think I have. I don't think I have. If I have, sorry.
Is it juicy snitching?
No, but so I volunteer in there once a week. And so I was in there and they all like they're, you know, excused from their desks in a particular order based on I don't know what. And they go and they line up. So they're all like lined up by the door waiting for the bell to ring to go out onto the yard. And I see Elliot's hand go up and I'm in there and I say, do you have a question? And he just kind of like looks at me and just ignores me. And then the teacher goes, Elliot. And he says, and let's say her name was Maggie because I forget, like Maggie cut in line.
I think
so. The teacher goes, Maggie, end of the line. Okay. So no, there's another level though. So they all go out.
So far on Elliot's side.
And I'm just sitting there thinking, I'm still finishing up some of the stuff I was doing in the classroom. And I'm thinking, Elliot's a tattletale. He's a snitch. Like, what do we do about this? I'm sure it'll work itself out, but I don't want street justice to work it out too much. I'm just sitting there thinking, like, I don't want to communicate to him that not everyone appreciates all of that. But at the same time, I feel like it's sort of a valuable lesson to learn at a certain point. So do I just let it work itself out?
Hang on.
No, there's a coda, though.
Oh.
I know. Get to the point. So I'm in the classroom, and all of a sudden I turn around, and he walks in, and he has a bloody lip.
Oh, no.
This story has an okay ending, so don't freak out. So for me, it was like time stopped. Like, I felt like my heart beat outside of my body, and I'm like, he's walking towards me with a bloody lip, but he doesn't seem upset. But I'm just like, oh my God, like that happened so fast. Oh my God. And like in Burbank, this is, and so he.
Maybe in North Hollywood, but Burbank? This kind of thing doesn't happen in Burbank.
Exactly.
Maybe in Valley Village.
Yeah.
Studio City.
Not in Burbank.
Never in Burbank.
Anyway, long story short.
Was it?
his lips were dry and his lips just started,
he just had a cracked lip,
and the girl that he had snitched on said to him, Elliot, your lip is bleeding. And then he said, no, it's not. And then he realized it was bleeding, and then the teacher said, go find your mom.
Okay.
But for a second I was like, oh,
Maggie got pissed.
Yeah, justice.
It happens so fast, too.
I feel like first grade, most kids are snitches.
All kids are snitches.
You love it. You love to
snitch. When somebody cuts in line, it's fucking unacceptable. I was in line at the bank because I got scammed on Etsy. Somebody down and said that they pretended to be Etsy and then gave me a QR code that had Etsy on it. And I talked for 2 hours with this fake person.
Oh my God. And did you give them all your info?
Not all of it, but enough. And they were like saying your account's going to be suspended from Etsy because the reserve thing is actually very confusing and they have been weird about it. And then I was like, wait, you are a scammer. And they went, ha, 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 ha. And I was like,
wait, for real?
Yes.
On the phone,
it's in a chat.
Oh, they said, ha, 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 ha.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And so I had to go to the bank, deal the whole new debit card, blah, blah, blah.
Did they take any money?
They tried, and then Bank of America got it back.
Nice.
They, like, you know, paralyzed, sure. Froze. They froze my account, and they got it back. But it was just very traumatizing. And two hours of my life. I was so stressed out. Anyway, so I went to the bank, and there was a little old lady who cut this dude in line. It was such a long line. It was a Saturday at the bank. And his face, it just got so red. And I was just like, that's a little old lady Trump card. Like, you guess.
You could be like, whoops, I didn't see. Like,
the nurse has been stealing my pills, exactly. So I sometimes forget where the line starts.
And but the thing, so that one time I was like, okay, that's okay. But if he had done that to her, I would have been like, he cut. I probably would have said something.
Well, Elliot would be right there with you.
Yeah.
Question. So you said you are a scammer. Had you been trying to figure out if they were a scammer before?
No, I'm not a scammer. I've never scammed anybody.
Oh, you said to them, you're a scammer.
I said, you are a scammer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it sounded like you had been wondering if they were a scammer earlier in the conversation.
I asked a couple of times, okay. And then I did this, you know, whole thing where I was like, sometimes I think Etsy's a scam, you know, like just kind of starting to
what
lose
What do you
it.
Think about scams? Are they good?
Yeah.
I love scams. Ah, gotcha.
There's a thing I do where I start to, if I'm on a call or something to figure out insurance or the bank or anything like that for over an hour, there's a little fun spiral I start to do to expedite the process because 1 hour is a bit much. And if it goes to 2 hours, you're getting the full-blown Fleming meltdown.
That's how Daniel feels about this recording right now.
Oh, really? No, I'll be like...
It's because of me.
I said, so the first thing I usually say is like, how do we speed this up? Can I give you my firstborn child? Yeah. What do we need to do? I'll start like making jokes.
That's funny.
Like that, and then just be like, this is ridiculous. I'll just start like ramping it up to try to expedite it. So I started questioning if the guy was a scam and making those jokes.
But did you actually wonder if he was?
Yeah, I started to. And then I called Bank of America because I was like, Etsy's saying they're trying to get this thing to go through and it's not going through. And they're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What made you realize it was a scam?
Because he kept having more and more rules. Like, there was one where he was like, we need you to at least have this amount in your account in order to do this. So then I'm like calling my mom asking for like,
oh my God,
like $500 and stuff. And that's when it was like, oh no, this is weird. This is weird if they're asking me to have like a certain amount in my account.
Right.
There was a time when this was the popular scam. The email sent to you that says, we have a video of you jacking off.
Yes, I've gotten that.
You've gotten that?
Uh-huh.
Has it? Okay.
That's hard to do because I'm usually face down.
It's like, no one will know it's me.
Yeah. What are you even looking at? Just the top of my head.
Do those emails assume you're a man, or do they say like, are there any indicators that say like, you know?
I think that once they didn't say. I don't think there was anything with an assumed gender on there. I think I was just worried because I got one that was telling me that the stuff I had been looking at was illegal.
Right.
And then I was like, oh my God, what if I've been looking at illegal porn or whatever? And then I've dated a lot of IT guys. And luckily, I'm still friendly with all of them. And I just went, and they're like, it's bullshit. Don't worry about it.
The one I got, it opened with, and they're kind of like, they try and have this like sinister, like supervillain tone in them. And the one I got said, we see you are a fan of Onanism.
What's that?
So in the Bible, the guy who jacked off was Onan. He spilled his seed.
Oh, is that why?
And so like that's the like an old timey term for masturbation.
Damn, you really are a Bible deep cut guy.
Onanism. And yeah, I'm like, oh, this person like, they're not great with English, but they're trying to sound like threatening. So it's like, we see you have used your computer to view illicit materials. Boy, wouldn't your friends and family be surprised if they could see you viewing such naughty pictures. And I'm like, all right, man, everybody jacks off. I don't know. You want to release the video? You know, there's a sense of like, I have a podcast. I talk about jacking off for 2 hours every
it's
week.
So true.
You know?
Yeah, no, I've never had that. I've also like thought about nudes. I don't know if you've like ever thought of, I've sent some nudes. And and people are like, are you ever worried that someone will release them? And I'm like, my nudes are good. If any of them get released, it's going to be the best fucking I've ever looked. Like, it's going to be the best nude you've ever seen. It's not going to be an accidental paparazzi nude.
Right.
Where they catch you from the side where you look fat. It's going to be like, oops, I look great naked. Sorry. I don't care if they get released.
If my shit was released, it would just be like, what is this? And it was like a suspicious bump on my leg that I was trying to see more closely, or like that.
Yeah, just like wounds.
Oh my god, I've got many of those.
Yeah, it's just all like up close shots of various things
because
on my body.
You can't get your head down there.
No, I can't.
Enough. And the mirror, like, it just doesn't. So then you got to get the flash involved.
Yes.
And then you got to get it up in there.
And you got to like tap it to focus.
Yeah. And then it's just like a close up of one hair follicle that isn't what you're like, fuck. And then, I've done that so many times. Yeah,
they're all in my phone.
Yeah. I have those too. I hope that they're not in the cloud. What if that's in the cloud? My family, just for Christmas, my uncle got us all like a family cloud thing that they say that you don't see anything that anyone else has, but I don't know if
your uncle's seen all of it.
Actually, my uncle he retired, but he was the head pediatrician at Scottish Rite Hospital in Atlanta. Oh. And then he worked at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital and like came up with this whole complex needs system where kids who have like multiple really I guess they need a lot of attention, ailments or, disabilities, where all of the doctors are a team.
Oh, that's
smart.
It's
like a team from different departments and they all communicate with each other on a regular basis. So you're not like going to one doctor. So it's this complex needs. He came up. He's fucking brilliant. Dr. David Hall. But he, my whole life, he has dealt with me asking him questions that I've been like, I can't tell my mother. Like, he knows some real dirt about me and like STD stuff, all that stuff, and like fear of this, that, and the other. And he's happily like helped me with it.
That's so nice.
Like, all the time. So if I think I have something, I've sent pictures, not of my genitals or anything, but something on my face that I'm like, is this, what is this?
He's like, he's reassuring.
He's like, I think it's eczema. I think you're fine. You know, that's the kind of.
Is there anything where he would tell your mom? It's your mom's brother.
Probably if I was threatening to kill myself or something, or kill someone else, that's when you tell your mom.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the thing that would get me would be, we have a video of your college improv group.
Oh, God.
We're going to post it.
What were you guys called?
Huh?
What were you guys called?
Humor Force 5.
No!
I know.
I had an improv group when I was in high school.
What was it called?
Fists of Funk.
Oh my god!
Great bad improv team name. Great bad improv team name.
And we were the official improv team for this place called Rocket Town, which is Michael Chapin. He's a Christian pop artist. Can you look up you know who that is? He opened this teen oasis type thing. So there was a coffee shop. There was a venue. There were like 18 and under music shows, like DJ shows and stuff that happened there. And people, it smelled like weed. I mean, I don't know. And then they had an improv troupe. They also had a indoor skate park situation.
Did this place stay open for very long?
I don't know if Rocket Town is still
around. There's now a strip club. Like, same name.
Can you look up if Rocket Town is still around in Nashville?
I just can't imagine that it.
I went and auditioned when I was like, I think I was 16, and it was a bunch of people, and the people who were in the group are the people who could pay for the classes. And so it was
like, you made it. Congratulations.
Yeah, it was me, a 12-year-old kid who did a Austin Powers impression a lot.
Great.
And like, one other person who was my age, a divorcee who was like in his late 20s, and that was kind of the group. And and then the teacher, he was from Improv Olympic, and he was a monster. Like, he would call my house, like, because I had volleyball, I couldn't come to certain things, and he'd be like, you need to decide what you want to do with your life. Are you going to be a volleyball player, or are you going to be a comedian? And my dad would pick up the phone. He goes, she's a fucking child. Quit fucking calling my house. You piece of shit. Like, and then I go,
those guys really turn into like the kings of the small kingdom.
Yeah. You know? God. Well, then I would go to like practice or rehearsal or whatever, and you go, you gonna sick your dad on me again? And I was like, yeah,
I hate this
probably
guy.
But yeah, he was the worst. He was absolutely
the worst. Matt Rife.
Yeah.
So wait, you said he was from Improv Olympic.
Mm-hmm.
Like he had come from Improv Olympic and then went there?
And went to Nashville, I guess. I don't know what his credentials were.
Terrorized children.
Yeah, pretty much. And I got in trouble a lot because I would make out with the 18-year-old dude in the class, in the group. And they had to sit us down at Rocket Town because they were like, that's inappropriate.
It's not Rocket Town behavior.
Yeah, yeah. You're underage, all this stuff. And it was like, oh, my God. but yeah, that place was interesting. I can't remember why I brought that up. Why did I bring that up?
Oh, we were talking about improv team.
Oh,
names.
Yeah. Fists of Funk.
Yeah.
We did a mall. It was not long form. It was just short form. And we did my mall. And I remember it was just like the prop stuff, like whose line is it anyway, mm-hmm. and stuff. And it was, you know, trying to hype up a crowd that's just trying to go to Payless.
Like, move, you're blocking Claire's.
Yeah, yeah. We did. Yeah, I remember we did a mall. We did a couple other places, but yeah.
Tony, did you have like bad early band names?
Yeah. Nothing like, well, the first show I ever played, all right, we changed our name a few times, but we started, our first name was Ludicrous Speed.
Okay.
Spaceballs reference.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of like the worst of it. Then we became Merge.
But
ooh,
then,
it's, yeah.
But then we were like, then there was another band in the area, and plus there's Merge Records, and yeah. We're like, oh,
this is
confusing. Then we didn't know what to, and
there was
we couldn't,
another, there was another Merge in the area.
Yeah.
What are the chances of this?
And theirs was, yeah. But theirs was, it stood for Mother Earth's Righteous Groove Ensemble.
Fuck off. No.
I can hear this band.
Oh my
I can
God.
Smell this band.
God.
Oh my gosh. You should, Ludicrous Speed should do a reunion show. You should do a, you know, one night with Ludicrous Speed.
It's funny. Ludicrous Speed turned to Merge, which then we couldn't come up with a better name, so we just became Submerge.
Ooh, I like that, though. That's
kind of
cool.
And it's great. It was a high school band that ended up lasting like long beyond high school. It was like my main band I was in before I joined Motion City.
Mother Earth's Righteous Groove Ensemble, are they still together?
That's a good question.
They probably are just opening for Rusted Root.
Like, yes. Right.
I was just remembering in high school, the band that was the cool band in high school was named Smegma.
Oh,
that's a good
I
high school band name.
I always like stuff like that.
Me too. I think
is
that's
Smegma
a cool
still
word.
Around?
No, I don't think so.
Poor Smegma. We're too beautiful for this world.
I know. And yeah, it's like Catholic
ahead of their time
too. So they probably don't have very much Smegma. Isn't it when it's uncircumcised?
I think
do I not know what Smegma is?
Don't all men get dick cheese?
I thought it was mostly like
maybe.
I think you get more when you're uncircumcised.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure those Southern Catholic motherfuckers had dick cheese no matter what.
By the way, Rocket Town is still around.
Whoa,
wow.
Good way.
It just says it expanded in 2010.
Oh no God. Way. It was a cool spot.
What's going on at Rocket Town this weekend?
Yeah. There were punk shows and stuff. You would have liked that.
Oh, really cool. I totally went to stuff
they,
like that as a
kid. My friends, other schools, because I went to Catholic school and nothing, we never had anything in cool venues, but other schools my friends went to, they had their like homecoming at Rocket Town and
that's
stuff.
Cool. Yeah. What city was this in?
Nashville. Yeah, it was, but it is kind of cool to have a place like that for 18 and under to like go to a show, yeah. And stuff where it's
right.
Like your parents might let you go do it and then you could, you know, get finger banged,
sure.
In the bathroom,
yeah. They should have a local commercial where it's like, and I think it's gonna be a fun time.
I mean, I would just
and
go,
then it says see a show and get finger banged in the bathroom.
I mean, pretty much all of high school is trying to find a place to make out that isn't in
I mean,
a movie
it wasn't
theater
for me,
or a car.
I could imagine for some people it would be.
That's all I was trying to do.
It was like go-karts, cotton candy, video games,
movie
finger
theater,
banging,
yeah.
Ski ball.
Digital penetration.
Right. It's like you can't do it at any of those places.
Yeah.
You can do it at like a photo booth, but it's like you only got a little
rubbing
bit of
your erection on jeans.
The best thing upcoming event for Rocket Town on their website is Michael W. Smith and Friends Clay Shoot.
What are they shooting, clay?
Sounds like it. Clay pigeons.
Yeah. So Michael W. Smith is like a, you know, famous
Christian
music
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that he's
maybe they're shooting a special called Clay.
You might be right.
Maybe Jars of Clay.
Jars of Clay could be there. Yeah, maybe it's like the mashup.
It's, hang on. It says it is a, the annual Michael W. Smith and Friends Clay Shoot is more than just a shooting event. Mm. Oh. It's a powerful coming together of companies and organizations, each bringing their A game to champion the mission of Rockettown and create unforgettable memories.
As long as they're bringing their A game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sinister.
And then there was something I had. Oh, yeah. Is Mother Earth's Righteous Groove Ensemble still together? Because
I don't want to follow them around.
I don't think so. I can't really seem... their MySpace page still exists.
Yeah, no shit.
Did that have a snippet of their music?
I try to go to it, and like it looks like I have to log in or something. Oh, this might surprise you.
I'm curious.
I don't know my MySpace login.
If Fists of Funk, if any of our stuff is still out there, let me just see. I mean, it is the stupidest.
Did you guys like make videos and stuff? Like,
no, was like in 2002.
Okay.
2003, and this was like... I wish we had made videos and stuff, but no, it was just going to practices and paying this guy right. all the time.
And then a show at a mall.
Where nobody wanted us there.
But we did have a photo shoot, I remember, out in front of an abandoned church, and we looked real cool.
Oh yeah, that's what you want your improv group
And then there's a 12-year-old little chubby kid in like a giant blazer, and it's like trying to look cool, and you're like, this is a mess. Like,
I love it.
Let's see.
I think we should do some Just Me or Everyone. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sometimes I ponder on something I have thought or done. Is it just me or everyone?
All right. A little bird told me that Jordan and Emily have Just Me or Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear them.
Do you want to go first?
Okay, I'll go first because I'm going to tag on to your caller who was talking about like an earworm triggering, thinking of something else. I thought of something.
Okay.
And this is brought to you by the entire Fleming family. Every time I go home, do you know the Apparently Kid?
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge.
Apparently.
Yes. It's the best.
Yes.
Is it like a viral video?
Yes.
It's the best. This kid is just in an interview. He's never, apparently, I've never been on live television before. And
like, he sounds like an old man.
Apparently. And it's like, I don't watch the news.
Because I'm a kid.
But apparently, I watch it after Grandpa gives me the remote after the Powerball. But he's just this cute little red-haired kid who just says apparently over and over again as he's talking. So, and I don't think... we realize how much we use the word apparently.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And that, so when I go home, and we watch that video like a lot. We'll be like sitting, we'll watch a movie all together and be like, you want to put on the apparently?
Let's put it on.
We'll spend an entire evening watching all of his clips from Ellen because he became like a staple on Ellen for quite a while. And it's really cute because him and his grandpa are just super close. And his grandpa's always taken him to all the little things that were on Ellen. And it was so fucking cute. And my favorite thing in that video is the little girl trying to also like get a moment. And it's like, no, this isn't your moment, little girl. We got the apparently kid. This is, you're done. But yeah, anytime someone says apparently, I go, apparently. Like, so my family, when I go home, it is just apparently all the fucking time. Because someone will say it and it'll be someone that isn't in our family. And we won't know what the fuck's going on.
Right.
Like, apparently. Like, why are you mocking me for saying it? It's like, nope. I just cannot help it.
Yeah, I have the same problem.
Help it.
How long is this video?
How long is it?
Yeah.
It's not long at all.
It's a couple minutes, maybe.
You might have to pull it up. Yeah, you got to pull it up for Jordan.
You kind of need to like see him though, too. I feel like
I think the voice is plenty funny. Yeah. But yeah, the kid is like a 55-year-old man in a tiny little kid's body. And you could tell that his whole personality is from his grandfather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, how
like,
cute.
It's so cute. And I think that's the only kid where you're like, I don't know, having kids sounds kind of fun. As long as it's the apparently kid. And if it's anybody else, I will drop kick them into the ocean. But yeah, that's the Me or Everyone. So if you hear people say apparently, do you immediately go, apparently?
They feel like now I will.
Yeah,
now you will. And you won't be able to stop. You'll both be doing it.
Yeah. It's
all the time.
Oh, it's even shorter than I realized. It's a minute and a half.
Okay. Yay. So.
Hold on a second. What did you think about the ride?
It was great. And apparently, I've never been on live television before, but Apparently, sometimes I don't watch the I don't watch the news because I'm a kid, and apparently every time, apparently Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.
That's the Powerball.
That's great. That really delivered. That really delivered.
Well, it was great. Because apparently you're spinning around, and apparently every time you get dizzy, that's all you do is get dizzy.
Is it fun?
Yeah. And I've never, ever been on live television. I never, ever be on live television.
Are you excited?
Yeah, and apparently I already went down the super slide. When I went down the one, I was scared half to death.
Half to death.
I just freak out.
He's like a tiny old man.
That's really good.
So fucking cute.
That's really good.
So good.
I mean, makes the I Like Turtles kid look like shit.
Yeah, and that corn kid, like, come on.
I don't think I've seen the corn kid.
Oh,
so many great kids.
Oh, the kid with the white face.
A big love with knobs. It's got the juice. You know, it was like a viral song.
I have, that sounds great, too. I do love a local news clip. I just, I love the aesthetic of it. I love how it's like something serious kind of getting torpedoed. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Or just like somebody who's like the deer in headlights being on television and going, oh shit, this is really happening, which is kind of what happened with that kid. And then he was just into it. He was just so into it. It was so cute. Love him.
I love that his grandfather watches Powerball, you know?
Yeah. And then he gives him the remote.
He's like, and the kid wants to watch something else. And the grandpa's like, okay, now you can change it.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think that's, and giving a little kid the remote. Wow. That's a big responsibility.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan, what's yours?
Yeah. So I was watching a trailer for a prestige TV series that I had heard was really great. This has a lot of people I like in it. And I'm like, maybe I'd like this. I'm going to check out the trailer.
This is the new Gossip Girl?
This is the new Gossip, yes. This is Pretty Little Liars Reloaded.
Oh. Nice.
So I'm watching the trailer, and I'm like, okay, I like this. I like the vibe this is giving off. They're saying, he's in it, she's in it. Look at this. This is great. And then a character says, yeah, that's not a thing. And I'm like, I am never watching this.
What is it? What is it?
I don't want to shit on it. But
well, then just whisper it to me. I want to know because I think I know it.
I'll say it. It's the new Fargo. It's the new season. And I've liked some of those Fargos, and I've liked others later, you know, and like John Hamm's in it, Dave Foley's in it.
Okay,
oh my God.
Can I tell you, I think I remember that trailer.
Yeah.
It's my favorite season of Fargo.
I've heard it's great. I bet it's good.
Despite this scene?
Yeah, well, because here's the thing. It's like the more Minnesota saccharine sweet, don't you know, kind of mom character. And so there's like, you know, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
It's probably out of all of the seasons, the most like warm. Mm. That's kind of weird because the violence is crazy in this season. But it's like there's a lot more female characters, and it's a lot more cutesy kind of, oh, don't you know, like kind of thing.
Yeah.
But that line, I know what you're saying. That's
it's
like
tough.
A kid's line from like a, you know, young Ace Ventura or something.
Totally.
Like that kind of movie.
And I sometimes like these lines come up. Like I was watching something the other day and someone said, I just threw up in my mouth a little.
Oh,
in a new
one of the original ones I've hated.
And I'm like, and then it just, I get to this point, and I'm wrong in these situations, by the way. I know I'm being weird.
I don't think you're wrong.
But like, just, they just get under my skin. And I think I know where they come from, right? I think it comes from like, someone gave them a note that this needs to be funnier. Like these, like having dealt with people who give you notes.
Joke.
Right. But
or
they're
hipper.
Things, they're yes, exactly. They're things that like, executives understand, like they've heard it before, so they like it.
Like it's giving would probably be
totally.
So they'll be like,
absolutely.
Can you put it's giving something?
Right, having somebody say bussin', you know.
Well,
it's,
I
oh
think
god,
that's a real, it's a real thing where they want to connect. You know, the executives want to make sure it's connecting to younger audiences.
Right.
So if you put in slang they know is slang, I mean, that is
of course. And I think that like also in some of these things, they aren't necessarily comedies, right? Like Fargo is like a dark comedy, but like. You know, I think sometimes when people are giving you notes, they're afraid that something is too dark or it's too serious. And then they just want to see something that they kind of recognize as a joke. So I don't think these things make it into scripts because the people writing them are bad writers. But whenever I hear them, I just gonna go like, I fucking can't pay attention to this anymore.
It takes
this sucks so bad.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I have a handful of those things.
I can't.
Oh, come
even.
On. Yeah. So that all that stuff, yeah. I just like it. It sends me into a zone where I'm not paying attention anymore.
Amazeballs and Awesome Sauce were some original
awesome
ones
sauce
for me.
Is bad. Mm-hmm. Amazeballs is bad.
And I just threw up in my mouth. I've been hating that for so long.
Oof.
Yeah.
This was in something last year.
Yeah, see. That's not a thing.
This is reminding me of a video that I haven't been able to find again, but it was someone took the first few minutes of Saving Private Ryan, and after every single death, put in the that happened. And it is one of the funniest
things. I want to watch that.
Oh, I can't find it. But it was like, that happened.
So it's like a guy with his leg blown off.
Yeah, he's like shot underwater.
Where was the original So That Happened?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah,
that got really overused. Anyway.
God. Yeah, that's rough.
So I just have these things, and they're just so hard for me to ignore. And I think I am missing out on a lot of like otherwise great entertainment, but it's just hard for me to fight through.
Yeah.
That's your just mirror, everyone.
That's my just mirror, everyone. Yeah, I guess I just wanted to know, do you have those things where it's like,
absolutely,
I can't judge this because of this one little detail?
Absolutely.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Yeah, I have it with like, I guess superheroes, especially, they do this with like female badass characters that they just are powerful and badass and have done nothing to earn it. Like suddenly she's just like a black belt for no reason.
Yeah.
And you're like, so you think we couldn't handle watching the process? Like we watched fucking Luke Skywalker jog around with a puppet on his back and loved it.
Yeah.
But you couldn't do that. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
We love a montage.
Yeah,
we love
a
montage.
They kind of did that with Rey just a little bit. They didn't really have fun with it the way that I feel like. It just feels so, that bothers me when it's like the struggle of becoming a badass doesn't. I feel like a lot of movies are just people are automatically badass for no reason.
Right.
That's boring.
I don't watch a lot of superhero stuff, but.
We're just kick-ass stuff.
I did watch Jessica Jones, though. Did you watch that at all?
I love her.
Yeah. I didn't watch the last season of it.
I didn't either, but I loved the first season.
But I'm trying to remember if that ever showed. It kind of went into her origin story, but not how she...
She has a superpower that is pretty badass.
Right.
And it's like, so she's not a great fighter. She's just very strong.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. When people are just like doing backflips and all this crazy stuff... That to me is so boring, but if you're just can punch through a wall and you're drunk all the time, yeah, sign me up. that's my kind of superhero.
Let's take some from listeners.
All right.
Hey, Allison, it's Ricardo from Brooklyn. I have a demo for you. Just know, everyone, whenever I go into a job interview or any kind of first impression kind of situation, I compulsively like check to see if my fly is down. Like I'll just check it, you know, when I get there, if I go to the bathroom, like right before I go into the interview, just, it's like one of my worst nightmares or fears. Like, I think it maybe one time I caught it and then since then I've just been doing it just all the time. Anytime I'm going to meet somebody new, that's just the thing that I dread the most. So I don't know if that's just me, everybody, but thanks. Have a good week. Bye.
I've got about five of those.
No, my fly is down so much. It's constantly down. I don't do this. I need to do this. I need to have a little bit of this guy's.
Yeah.
A little bit of this guy's.
I'll go one further. Not only do I check my fly, but I'll also check my shoes to make sure like nothing like dribbled on my shoe.
Oh, interesting. I always like, I've noticed like I'm always doing.
Yes.
This
I'm always
with my mouth.
Yeah.
So the grossest thing in the world, I remember my grandmother, RIP, she always had something building up on the corners.
Some kind of crustiness on the corner.
And I was like, I cannot ever have that because it's hard to be around someone. Mm-hmm. So I'm always. I watch
the
videos.
The teacher with the white thing that moves from the top to the
God.
There's like a Ted Cruz video that Vic Berger.
I'm going to make myself throw up.
Yeah.
That guy's
covered in shit at all times, right? He's always got some weird thing on his face.
Fucking gross.
Smegma. You know, Cruz.
Yeah, he's smegma.
Has some
but
some
that one,
cream.
And then I always think something's in my nose, always. And I'm always like, is something in my nose? Mm-hmm. And
I'm always worried about lipstick on my teeth.
Always that. But then also I have to check my door like 5 times mm. before bed. Yeah. And I check my stove constantly, just constantly.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the mouth. I look at videos of myself and I just look like I can't keep my tongue in my fucking mouth. It's just ow,
yes.
the time.
Yeah. Yeah. When I used to do any sort of live TV thing, when I was like on remote, I would be sitting there like constantly doing, and actually before like before videos here, I'm doing it too. Like, I don't know, some weird sort of licking my lips kind of thing to make sure there's not anything flaky, or I don't even know what I'm doing.
Well, I also eat my lip gloss and lipstick because I'll just be like,
yeah,
rubbing it all the time. And then it's like, that's when I once had people do makeup for me, they'd be like, you ate all of the lipstick. And I'm like, I did. And they're like, there's like none on there now. I'm like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
So, but yeah,
but I feel like lipstick. If anyone sees me doing that, I look like a reptile.
I think that I do too. I think I have kind of a big overbite, so I feel like I kind of look like a fucking horse.
That's no, like,
but
okay, let's hear another one. And thank you for calling, Ricardo.
Hello, Allison. I have a Just Me or Everyone. And I have so many other things that I could just go on and on about, but this is the one that just popped into my head. When I go to a hotel, and I don't care, it doesn't matter if I'm paying $3,500 a night, or it doesn't matter. Right after I brush my teeth.
Does she want to host this show? Because this is like a me story.
Pause it just real quick.
And
I love that she didn't think to like, let's start over. She's like, no.
Okay, I can summarize. When she's in a hotel, mm-hmm. no matter how much it costs, she does something right. that yes. we will
yes.
hear about.
Okay, go.
Well, I have some bad news.
No.
She dies in the middle of the call.
I hit the wrong button to pause it.
You so deleted it?
No, I didn't delete it.
We just have to hear the whole thing.
I think we have to hear the entire thing.
Yeah. No, let's do it. I love it.
I'm into it.
Oh, God. $3,500.
Hello, Allison. I have a Just Me or Everyone. And I have so many other things that I could just go on and on about, but this is the one that just popped into my head. When I go to a hotel, and I don't care, it doesn't matter if I'm paying $3,500 a night, or it doesn't matter. Anytime I leave, no, right after I brush my teeth, I lock my toothbrush in a safe. And then when I get back, the only time it's out of the safe is when I'm brushing my teeth. And I went on a cruise
not just me.
Years ago, and I bought disposable toothbrushes that had toothpaste already on them. So every time I brushed my teeth, I would just throw it in the garbage. And my sister is leaving on a cruise and took that advice. And she's going to do the same thing because I always figure somebody is going to do something with my toothbrush. What? All right. Take care. Bye.
What? Who's the somebody?
No, because it's like in the same way that someone knows someone who knows someone that knows right. the doctor that pulled the gerbil out of Richard Gere's ass or someone. No, they had really had to pump Rod Stewart's stomach because he had gallons of come in there.
Well, hang
someone
on.
Knows someone who John. They went and they went to a hotel and then they got their camera roll back when everyone had cameras and they were sticking the toothbrush in places you wouldn't want your toothbrush to be. Haven't you heard this?
So I think that, yeah, this is some urban legend that like if the hotel staff is mad at you,
yes.
when they come to clean your hotel, they'll like stick it in the toilet or stick it up their butt or whatever. And yeah, that's a good thing. Yes. Like, I don't know where this goes back to. I'm sure if
but
you are
the
shitty,
safe is a bit much. Just put it in your duffel and zip it up. Like, I don't know. Like, why would right. you put a toothbrush where money goes? Dirty money.
Like, yeah,
money
safe that's, like, is dirtier.
Yeah, no
I hadn't
kidding.
Thought about that. And I can be paranoid, but I've never put my toothbrush in the safe. That's mm-hmm. never occurred to me.
I never put anything in a safe.
But I do. I think those pre-pasted brushes are a good tip for travel.
Not
I've used those before.
Yeah.
They're fun. You know, because mm-hmm. You know, if you're transporting the toothbrush in your little
right.
bag, your little bag is dirty. So, you know, you think you got to throw it in a Ziploc bag.
Just
or whatever.
Wrap it in some tissue and some toilet paper.
No, yeah, that's
you
good
wrap
too.
Your toothbrush and toilet paper in your bag.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not just letting it hang out raw.
No, no, of course not. Well, no, see, I have.
I put it in Ziploc.
Not to be snooty, but I have plastic. A Sonicare, so ooh. I have a little cap.
Oh, well, I don't travel with the Sonicare. I just leave that at home, and then I just take a regular toothbrush on the road.
Same.
The roads for regular brushes.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. I think Daniel does that sometimes.
What do I do?
I feel like you didn't used to bring your Sonicare when you traveled. No?
No. It's possible we traveled and I didn't, but
I usually take it.
No,
but it seems like none of this is a problem if you're being nice to the hotel staff.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like as long as I never find out about it, you know.
Yeah, I'll eat a little shit.
Whatever.
Whatever. God made dirt, right?
That was such a good just me or everyone.
I want to know about this $3,500 hotel.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You're going to have to call back and let us know about the right. best hotels, because I bet you know every single good one.
I bet she does.
Who's got the best butt juice?
Who's got the best toothbrush
for your toothbrush? If you're going to savor the flavor.
Let's quickly do Podcast Pals product picks.
Podcast Pals product picks.
All right. Okay, Emily, do you have a recommendation? Just anything you're into?
I'm hoping I haven't done this one before, but I have a big giant ring light mirror.
You haven't done this one?
No.
No, you did it. You did tank tops.
Oh,
like
nice.
Shapers.
Oh, the shapewear.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think $50 I got it on Amazon, but it's like a touch light, and mm-hmm. It's like the size of your ring light there.
Okay.
But it's a mirror. And
amazing.
It's like a desktop or tabletop one. And you just touch the little, and it's got three settings. There's like a yellow light, a blue light, and then just like a beam me up, Scotty, mm-hmm. like bright, bright light. And that's what I shoot all my videos in front of. I just put my phone in front of the big giant mirror. Then I can look at myself. And
that's amazing.
And it's amazing. It's a great mirror. It's also like fun to leave on. It feels like, you know, old Hollywood dressing
right.
room.
Will you send me a link to it?
Absolutely.
That sounds
but yeah,
really
I'm
cool.
sure there's better ones, but it's just like that's where I shoot all my videos in front of that mirror.
That's such a good idea. And then you're not relying on staring into the tiny phone.
Yeah, and I can't move it too much, so I just have to be okay with whatever the fuck it is.
Right.
So instead of moving the mirror around, I just move everything in the background around.
Mm.
I just kind of go, all right, let's turn off all the lights in the background and shove all the unfolded laundry behind the couch.
Oh, is that what you do? You turn the lights off back there and just
back
use this
there,
one light?
Yeah. But everyone seems to notice my Pink Panther throw pillow. But yeah.
Jordan?
I got a graphic novel recommendation for everybody. This is one I would recommend to people who read a lot of graphic novels and people who are like, I don't read that many comics. It's called Penny, a graphic memoir. It is from Carl Stevens. And it's this story of the artist's cat. It's like the cat's inner
aww.
Life. And he has a very beautiful kind of painterly style. And it's just kind of the little adventures of his cat and what he thinks is going on in her head. And it gets like a little trippy. The cat kind of like goes into these like dream sequences, and it gets a little psychedelic. But it's like really funny, really cute. If you're like a pet weirdo who talks to your pet too much, like you'll totally relate to all this. And and unlike some pet stuff, it doesn't like devastate you in the end. It's like funny and sweet and cute and weird all the way throughout. It's just like a pleasure. And yeah, if you read a lot of comics, you'd love it. But also if you're like, I don't read that many comics, check out Penny, a graphic memoir. It was really terrific.
Cool. That sounds amazing.
I have one and then I gotta go.
Okay.
I'm reading the book, The Creative Act by Rick Rubin. And it's really great for anybody who is an artist or wants to create or just needs inspiration. He's an amazing guy who's got tons of experience working with artists. And he goes through like a lot of the psychology of being an artist and kind of motivation and ways of triggering like creative processes and working with artists, it's great. I'm finding it so just inspiring and useful.
I want to read this.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
So, okay. Bye.
Okay, bye.
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 It's good to see you. Yeah, to see
bye.
You. Do you have one time?
I'm going to see if that book's on Libby.
Just a real quick, simple one. I think I've mentioned before, Flo has a very severe gluten allergy, so we have to watch a lot of the things we eat at home. She discovered a way to eat healthy-ish, but eat kind of junk food. There's a company called Real Good, and they make, you could just buy like bags of frozen chicken tenders, but they're low carb, and low calorie, really high in protein, and they're fucking delicious. They're just frozen chicken fingers, but they're like, they're really good. And like, we were eating so much of them in the last several months, and we both lost.
You throw them in the oven.
Weight.
You throw them on the
air fryer.
Air fryer.
I just got an air fryer too. Yeah.
Literally,
I
put these in the air fryer for 10 minutes.
It's the what's that main? Everybody has this kind of air fryer.
Ninja.
Yeah, I got it for Christmas.
I like Ninja. I have some other Ninja products that I like a lot.
Oh yeah, I didn't know they made. I thought Ninja that was pans. Just the name of the fryer. My parents got it for me for Christmas. I love it. And then they shipped it to me because I couldn't get it in my luggage. And I had left a box of tampons there. My dad just sprinkled loose tampons on top of the air fryer and sent them to me.
That's funny.
He's a very nice dad, but he should have, it was just like Lucy cigarettes. Right. Like, situation.
Can you get those chicken tenders at just Ralph's?
Next question.
They do not have, they have them at Vons.
Okay.
They don't have them at Ralph's.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think I've seen them. Is the writing's kind of script?
I've
encountered them somewhere.
That's
they're cool.
Yeah, they have other products too that they do maybe have at Ralph's, and I know it's even Target, but the chicken fingers are a little harder to find, but I highly recommend.
Love that.
Yeah, and they're gluten-free.
Emily, was it you who was singing the praises of Aldi?
Or maybe not singing the praises, but talking to me about Aldi.
Maybe there's an Aldi near like where I work and stuff, and I've gone in, and it's, I think I got a bunch of candy there once that was pretty good.
But, okay.
Oh, I did for a thing for Mythical, they have this thing Sporked, which is a grocery store food, publication that they have writers and everything for. And I came on their social media recently to drink every wine, you can get at Aldi. And it was my day, like I did sober January, and it was February 1st.
Oh.
And so I was just at work getting shit faced.
Tolerance and shit the bed.
Oh, yeah. I was weird by that point. I had gotten really weird. And then I was like, I started at the beginning, and then it was like I got weird throughout the end. But they have good wine.
Yeah. I've become a fan lately. There was an episode, I thought it was you, but now I'm wondering if it was someone else.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was.
I have been complaining about how hard it is to find not super expensive groceries in LA.
Yeah.
And then Tony and you, if it was you, but it might have been someone else, were saying like, do you have an Aldi here?
Probably not me.
Okay.
I'm a 99 cent grocery store person.
I've never bought groceries at
the 99 cent store. There's one really close to me.
Some good stuff at the Dollar King.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I know that the 99 cent stores are problematic, but sometimes it's like, they've got produce there, and they've got like frozen food. So sometimes they've got good cheap like frozen pizzas and stuff. If you're gonna have people over,
get a DVD of Casper the Friendly Ghost cartoons too.
Yeah, there's some. I mean, I get also sometimes they're the only place that has sriracha.
Right.
Like I can't find sriracha anywhere else, and the 99 cent store will have it.
Mm. I need to go to I think there's a couple 99 cent stores here.
Some of them have alcohol.
God, I just had a pandemic memory. What was there was some it was trying to get toilet paper and it was like getting a hot tip that
there's a liquor store. Yeah, there's a liquor store on Cahuenga.
Oh, that's where I got all my toilet paper. But recently I needed to get toilet paper and I was just making jewelry all night. 7-Eleven toilet paper, pretty good.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, you get in the 4-pack, it's pretty soft and it's like $5.99.
Hot tip.
Yeah. You heard breaking. You heard it here first. Let's say hello and welcome to people on Patreon.
Allison wants to say thank you. Couple of special people out there. It's honored to be new patrons. Patreon.com/AllisonRosen.
Hello and welcome to Eric Young, to Eric, not Young, to Conrad Bowman, to Austin
Gilliland, to Sarah Miller, to Tom Bosong, to David Gutierrez, to Melanie Gobber, to Kylie Britzman, and to Peggy Whitledge. Hello. Welcome. Thank you so much for the support. As you guys have heard me say before, ads quite thin right now. So this show now is relying on your direct support. And thank you guys so, 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 so much. If you have enjoyed the show over the years, or even if you're a new listener and you just want to throw a few bucks our way, and maybe you're listening to this thinking, hey, I don't have a few dollars to send to you, lady, in which case I say, fine, I totally get it. Then tell a friend, leave a review. But if you are into the Patreon thing, patreon.com/AllisonRosen. Also my Substack, AllisonRosen.substack.com. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the support. I want to remind everyone, follow me on TikTok. I'm TikToking. Subscribe on YouTube. And then my book, Tropical Attire and Courage and Other Phrases That Scare Me, is out, re-released with new material. So check that out. I would like to thank my guests. This was so much fun. Yeah. Thank you, everyone. Gosh, Emily, where might we find you?
You could find me on Instagram at mflemily, and on Twitter, or I'm not saying X, I refuse, at Flemily Emming. And I'm on Mythical Kitchen Channel doing more Meals of History episodes and some other episodes coming up. And Free with Ads, the podcast I have with this gentleman sitting to my left.
Yes, Emily and I have a podcast. It's called Free with Ads. We watch a sometimes weird, sometimes fantastic, sometimes terrible movie we find streaming free with ads. We goof around. Our producer's Matt Lieb over there. Mm-hmm. He's shooting us with weird sound effects all the time.
Yes, he is.
And yeah, it's a ton of fun. We've got a handful of episodes out now. It's a new show, so if you want to jump on the train and get inside to where all the inside jokes start.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Now's a great time to start Free with Ads. Yeah, you can do it at Maximum Fun, or you can do it just wherever you get your podcast. Free with Ads.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And where might we find you?
In addition to Free with Ads, a podcast you can listen to every Tuesday, I also have a graphic novel coming out. It's called Youth Group. It is a YA horror comedy with great art by Bowen McGurdy, and you can pre-order that wherever you get your books. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, better yet, your local indie bookstore. It's called Youth Group.
Wonderful. And Tony.
Instagram at
Tony Thaxton.
And Don't Stop or We'll Die is playing The Lodge Room on April 6th. And Motion City Soundtrack will be on tour this summer, May and June, I believe. And by the time this is out, tickets should be on sale for that. So
wonderful. Thank you, everyone. Listeners, thank you for listening. I love you. You matter. Goodbye.
Hey, do you know about the Allison Rosen Show? Time.